So how exactly do you become a million-dollar lady? What do you have to work on? What do you have to improve? Is it your appearance? Is it your physical ability? Is it your feminine energy, your intellect? What could it possibly be? There's definitely a lot of things, and I strive to give you guidance and my journey on how you can also become your best possible self. And it has so many different components. I make a lot of videos about this topic on my YouTube channel at IntoMillie Lady. And I also talk about this on my Instagram, which you can find at IntoMillie. But in this specific podcast episode, I really wanted to talk about one specific thing that I feel is getting pushed out. And us women are not paying attention to it. We used to do this when we were little, we used to do this when we were adolescent, but with all these responsibilities piling up, we stop doing this and we think it's normal. But stopping to do this actually really diminishes our feminine energy and doesn't build us from the inside out. So this is the topic that is going to be discussed today. And a little introduction. My name is Karina. Welcome to my Million Dollar Lady podcast, where I hope to teach you to become the best version of yourself. We talk about woman power, we talk about elegance, we talk about etiquette, class, also wealth and money and business building, because that is something I'm very, very passionate about. So do tune in for weekly episodes. Also, you can check out my Million Dollar Lady program at IntoMillieLady.com, where we talk about all of those things, and I have so many modules addressing those topics, and I'm always releasing new ones. So I hope to have you in there. So what is this one component that is being completely ignored by us for a very, very long time? Now, not everybody falls into this, but if you are kind of in that 9-to-5 corporate world, or you have a family, a lot of our female attention or our female energy goes to those things, and we deplete it with that. We often are very giving. That is the female energy. It's very, very giving, and we don't take anything most of the time. We don't focus on ourselves. We don't focus on building ourselves up. And oftentimes, we forget that we have interests, that we have hobbies, that we have something, a passion inside of something that we want to learn or do just for fun. But we have all these excuses, such as I don't have enough time, I can invest my money into something else, I don't have time to drive there, or I don't know where to start, I don't know what to do. And often these passions just get pushed to the side. A lot of the time, it's almost like we don't even question starting something new. And it puts us in this routine of doing things that we think are expected of us, but we're not nurturing ourselves. And when we can't nurture ourselves, we also can't give. If we're not the best that we can be, then how can we possibly put that energy into other people? And the female energy is so powerful. The feminine energy is creative, it's intuitive, it just can feel things that the male intuition cannot. And we have a talent in this way. And the way we further nurture and develop that talent is by following our heart, following our passions and desires, and carving time out for ourselves. And not only to nurture this feminine energy, but also to really help us in becoming a high caliber woman. Because is a high caliber woman just a one-trick pony? No. One-trick ponies are not very interesting. Yes, maybe they can do one thing at a subpar level, but that doesn't hold the interest of others and even the interest of yourself. Life will get boring if we are stuck in this monotonous routine, especially if we are suppressing really awesome things that we want to learn and start and do. When we are younger, our parents put us into all of these types of activities, whether it's dance or some type of lessons, maybe a musical instrument or singing or extracurricular activities. And if any of you were into any of this, you remember how interesting it was. Maybe sometimes it's a little forceful. I know that, some parents really go overboard, but then their kids end up thanking them later when they have a very developed skill in their early adolescence and even in their kind of adult life, it's very, very impressive. And all of that really pays off, because when will you ever regret learning the piano, for example? I think that is very impressive, and it's very fun and really lights up something inside of you. And as kids, we tend to really enjoy these activities. We make new friends. We're just kind of in this blissful state of playtime. Even if we don't know the activity, even if our parents chose it for us and signed us up for it, we still enjoy it just because we were curious, we were enjoying every moment, mingling with our kids our age, right? And it was just a fun time. But as we grow, it's almost like we don't need to learn anything new. We stop learning. Most people go to college, and that is kind of the end-all be-all for just a normal career, unless you need to get a PhD or a doctorate or something of that sort. They just stop learning from that point. If they just know one language, that's okay. Maybe they took a few years of Spanish in school and that's all they needed to get their credits and they stop. But our brain is designed in a way that needs to continue learning. We always want new experiences, maybe not consciously, but our heart wants that creativity. It wants that type of energy, that new, young energy. And really taking the time to choose something that maybe you were interested in a while ago, or maybe you're interested in it now for no good reason, and taking action and signing yourself up for something, whether it's a dance class, whether it's picking up a guitar. You can literally get a guitar for $100 now, everything included pretty much. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, and there's free videos on YouTube, but learning a skill will really make you stand out as a high caliber woman. Learning a language, learning a dance class, learning to paint, anything. Honestly, it's not even anything specific, but it's something that you truly enjoy and that you're truly passionate about. Have you met somebody and they have a unique skill and you find them very interesting? You want them to show you, you want them to talk about it because it's something new. And I think that's because we are oftentimes so stuck in our routines of 9 to 5, of kind of just going with the flow of waking up, having the same breakfast, getting in the car, driving somewhere, working our best time away, driving back in traffic, being frustrated, watching TV, going to sleep. That is the average. I hate that. That is the worst way to live life, of no opportunities, no experimentation, not following your heart. We are not nurturing our energy. And for me personally, I really realized this a couple of years ago. I was very, very focused into school when I was in university and even high school. I did not have any extracurriculars until after my really younger years of, let's say, elementary school. When it got to middle school time, high school, and university, I was focused predominantly on education. I was pre-med. I wanted to be a doctor. I had to make sure I get all A's, maybe a few B's here and there, and had actually a lot of other extracurricular activities, but they weren't anything that was creative, I would say. I volunteered a lot at hospitals, at retirement homes, anything that has to do with healthcare, that's what I did. And I had a lot of extracurriculars in that way, but I was not developing my other talents, my other passions. So I did self-teach myself to play the guitar in high school, just some basic things. And I'm actually interested in going back to that. And over the last April, during the whole lockdown situation, I actually rented a piano and I would give myself YouTube lessons just for fun, right? I do wish that I could stick this out longer. Really, it's on my hit list to learn a musical instrument very well, just because when I play it, I just feel like my soul is very happy hearing those sounds, and I really want to advance that skill in me. But back to my story. So when I was in university, everything I did basically was for school. I was also signed to a modeling agency after, so a lot of my time was placed into castings and photo shoots, which I found very interesting. So for me, that was expressive. And for that time, I really felt like I was finally doing something that nurtured a different aspect of me, because my energy was so yang all the time. And if you know yin and yang, you know that they're supposed to be in balance. One is very powerful, more masculine. That is the yang energy. That is very kind of motivating, ambitious, achieving. And then there's the yin energy, which is more feminine and is more relaxed. It's more intuitive. It's more inspired. It's coming from a place of kind of inspiration and intuition, as opposed from hardcore action. And I'm not saying that if you are a woman, you only have to do the yin energy. That's not how it works. You have to have a good balance of both. If you're wondering where all this is coming from, it is coming from my yoga teacher training. So I'm a certified yoga instructor. I signed up for classes for the program, and it's amazing. You learn so much about yourself, and I'll share more about that in another episode and probably on my YouTube channel, but it's an amazing transformational growth. But those energies, they have to be in balance. And for me, I was always yang. I was always study hard, work hard, achieve, do. And I was suppressing my valuable feminine energy this way. I did not have enough yin. And when I started doing kind of modeling and all this expressive, right? You get to be a little bit more feminine. It's fun. You have a lot more feminine energy around you because you're just talking to more ladies. So it was such a fun time. And I'm glad that I had that as something I was doing extracurricularly, because then I decided to start my own business. And once again, I'm gravitating towards that yang energy. When I start something, I'm fully into it. So I was doing business and learning something completely new because I wanted to be completely independent outside of any other jobs that were provided to me by employers. I wanted to be my own owner, right? So that's a lot of yang energy. It was a lot of hard work, and that carried on for years until I realized there is something not in balance with me. I can feel it, and I try to meditate and, you know, get physical activity in, but there is something missing. And I know a lot of you listening to this are very powerful, ambitious women. That is why you're on here. So maybe you can relate that a lot of your energy is also potentially yang energy. That's very ambitious and striving, but we have to balance that out. Not because of anything else besides the fact that we want to be in harmony with ourselves and we want to be our best possible selves. And we can't do that when we are out of balance. I love to achieve. I love ambitious women. I love successful entrepreneurial women or successful career women. But there also has to be a balance. And I suggest getting that balance by following more creative activities. Something you've always wanted to do, even learning a new language, even dancing. Dancing is such a great chance, such a great opportunity to really advance that feminine side of you, because the way we move, our spinal cord, everything, we have chakras and kind of energy centers, and they're oftentimes blocked from our lifestyles. A lot of the time, it's sedentary lifestyles where we sit a lot and not have a lot of movement, and that also suppresses our energy. So dance really helps us open up those fields and be more intuitive, be more in line with our true self, and be the powerful woman creator that we are. And is this really necessary? Is this important? It seems like it could be for something that I used to think is this a waste of time? Am I taking time away from building my business, from building my income? But then the more you do it, the more you realize that if you are in balance, things come so much easier. There are times where I sit down and I grind it out, as they like to call it, and I stay up late working, and you try to push results. You try to push success. You think that if I put in more hours, if I drain myself more, then the success will happen. But that's not how we work. When we are putting ourselves in a high stress environment over and over again, when we are depriving our feelings and other ambitions, maybe you want to learn dance and you think you don't have enough time or enough money for it, it doesn't help us. It doesn't balance our energy. And we lose that intuition. We lose our creativity. And that is our power. The power of doing something we love. Something simple. Maybe it's even gardening or vacuuming or taking a shower. And having this intuitive thought pop into our minds. And taking action on that thought and having it turn out flawlessly and successfully. That is our power as a woman. And we are suppressing that power in so many ways. One of them is because of all these societal expectations of now not only do we have to be this perfect woman with our traditional kind of aspects such as beauty is favored, all of that. You know what I'm saying, right? Do I agree with that? Of course not. But now we are also expected to take on the career role, to do both, to be a wonderful wife, a wonderful mother, a career woman. And that's all we do is we give, and we don't take anything. So we end up being completely drained. Our feminine intuition gets completely suppressed. And this is normal nowadays. Right? It's normal for the woman to have all this yang energy, to have all these, I don't want to get too much into, you know, what they call gender roles or anything. But if you've been listening to me, then you know that I don't think a woman should do all. Do I think she can do it? Absolutely. We can do anything and everything we want, but I don't think it's necessary. I think we need to fall into our feminine side and let that shine through, our vulnerable side, our weak side, because this vulnerability and this weakness, it actually comes from a place of strength, being strong enough to share that aspect of our lives, being strong enough to let someone else take care of us, right? A good man, for example, your partner. A lot of women really are not allowing this into their lives. They're not allowing for a man to show his masculine energy and be of service and be of guidance, because a lot of women don't realize that by being vulnerable and allowing somebody to help in a masculine way, that actually makes the man stronger. And you're feeding his masculine energy and he's feeding your feminine energy, right? So it's a really, really good balance when you are with the right type of partner. Somebody who understands that you don't have to do the exact same thing that he is doing. That's kind of the problem with this modern society standards of let's do everything evenly, because we're not. We're not even at all. And in fact, we are designed in a way that is supportive of each other. A great woman can make a good man so much stronger, and a great man can make a great woman also so much stronger. But we have to be familiar with our soft side, with our feminine side of things. That, of course, doesn't mean drop your career, drop your business. Not at all. I love business talk. I make a lot of videos on business on YouTube, and I have an entire business program too. But I do think we need to take that time for ourselves. That goes beyond just facials and massages. This is something that I want you to think about. And not only things that what's going to relax me and make me feel good, like a massage or facial or getting my nails done. Of course, that's fun. But also come with it from an angle of I want to advance my skills. I don't want to be a one-trick pony. I want to have many aspects that I can share, that I can evolve in, that open different parts of me that I didn't even know existed. I've always been doing this with myself more from a knowledge perspective. So I've, ever since university, right, my goal was to start my business. Since then, I got an image consulting degree. I got a etiquette consultant degree. And then I also, right now, is the yoga teacher training. So I can really be in tune with myself, with my body. I actually took the certification not necessarily to teach others, although I see a lot of opportunity with sharing this with all of you as well. And I would love to work with women and really focus on our energy and fixing things in our posture and really being attuned to what we were created to do. I think yoga has a lot of power in that, not just physically, but mentally. So learning these things brought me so much excitement. Every time I would sign up for a program, I would just get really excited because I knew that this is the next level of advancing myself. And recently I've been taking a lot of dance classes, not anything kind of serious, but just something to move my body, to listen to music, to be in tune with myself, to really let the stress go. And it puts me in a great mood. So whether you are doing it to advance a certain skill, maybe you don't even know what you want to do, but sign up for a few classes and get committed to it. Don't just take one class, sign up for five or something so you know if you really enjoy it. But then commit to it, show up, see how it makes you feel. Maybe it's not dancing, maybe it's painting, maybe it's the guitar, maybe it's, I don't know, anything. Honestly, maybe it's even volunteering at a shelter. But these things, I think nowadays are looked a lot as a waste of time. Like, what are you doing? You should be working, you should be doing this, but why? We're in this life to discover, to do amazing things. Why would we not try completely new things? It's almost like that door was completely closed after school. In school, it's acceptable to try these things to keep kids busy and to keep them learning, but in our adult lives, it's just gets thrown out the window. Now the primary focus is family and money. But what about our interests? What about our advancements? What about feeling good and nurturing who we are on the inside? So I do encourage you, any passion, any interest that you have, there will not be a better time. The best time was yesterday. The next best time is right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. And I'm telling you, I've never regretted any of these things when I signed up for them. For my yoga program, and I'll tell you, the yoga program is quite challenging because it was based on in Dubai time. So for me, the time zones are obviously a little bit off, and I had to practice yoga, use really intense planks and exercises at 10 or 11 or even 12 a.m. at that point. So that's way past my bedtime. But I enjoyed it so much. And I signed up for that program on a whim. I had an instructor that I just absolutely loved her content. And I just, it was that intuition, that impulse that told me, sign up for this. I wasn't even planning on teaching it or anything. But this obviously gives me the, it's recognized internationally. So I can teach yoga and energy and all of those amazing things to anybody because that's what the certification, it's with the Yoga Alliance that allows you to do that. But it wasn't even on my radar, but I got this impulse and I thought about doing this about 3 years ago and I didn't do it because timing was off, whatever else it may be. It actually turned out perfectly because this is, I believe, the one of the best teacher trainings out there. I mean, she's amazing and she knows the female intuition and energy so well. So I learned so much about myself and I want to pass that information on to others. But I'm saying that in the beginning, especially in the first half, more than half of the program, took about an extra 30 to, I guess, 20 to 30 to even, probably an average 30 extra hours on top of everything else I had. And you would say, where would you find these hours? But you just do. When you're passionate about something, you just find the time to do it. And now what's under my belt is another skill. It's another skill that I can not only teach to others, but also have tremendously changed the way I view things, tremendously changed more of my mindset on life and how to be more in harmony with myself and things that I would never focus on, really that journey of discovering your true self. I also have a module just on how to discover your true self or begin to in my Million Dollar Lady program, which of course is at intomillylady.com. I just thought it was a very important aspect to put on there. Anything that I feel is valuable, I included in my YouTube, in my podcast, Instagram, and my program, of course, because again, I don't want us to be one trick pony, so I want to share as much knowledge as I can with you. And I want you to think about this. Commit to some type of activity and see where it takes you. Develop your skill. And if you really are serious, focus on developing a skill. Maybe get a certification program. Example, the reason I got my image consultant certification is because I wanted to improve my personal style. I wanted to know from the experts what shapes work well together, what clothing pieces, how to carry yourself, how to present yourself. It was all for me. Now, of course, I love sharing those tips and tactics to my entire audience in my program, in my YouTube, because it's fun for me. But the reason it should start is never because of anybody else. It's because of you. So whatever you are thinking about started because of you. That should be the only sole reason. Okay, so that's going to be this week's challenge for you. Pick something. And hey, you know what? If you're listening to this, please DM me on Instagram and let me know what your activity is or what your passion is that you have been putting off for whatever reason, lack of time, lack of money. Don't worry about those things. They will figure themselves out. But please, I love when you beautiful ladies reach out to me. Send me a DM on my Instagram at IntoMillie and let me know what is this hobby or passion of yours, okay? Don't forget to tune in for weekly episodes. Check out all of my other platforms like my YouTube and also my amazing program. I love putting my energy into there. But it was amazing chatting with you. I'm really feeling that I'm passing on my excitement and I'm already feeling it being reciprocated by you, even though I'm just recording this episode, but I cannot wait to find out what you are going to be pursuing. Anyways, I will see you in next week's episode. I hope you have an amazing day and amazing rest of your week. I will talk to you soon.